Wendell, then, where is he in all this?
This was a tragic time for Wendell. He is with my grandfather and grandmother, who in that time were in their late 50s, early 60s. Not used to raising a 16-year-old boy with the trauma that you go through in high school. The questions, the problems. My father is in California and then transferred to England, where there's no communication except by V-mail. And my brother is left with my grandfather and grandmother, but he did have my aunt and uncle as a support team, too. And he had a cousin, Jane's older brother, Wayne, who was my brother's probably best friend then. Although my father showed love to him. My stepmother, though, they couldn't get along at all. So from the time that he had gone to live with them at age 8 or 9 until he's a senior in high school, he had not had the benefit of a mother. So it was very, very difficult for him. He went to a school dance one night, October the 22nd of 1943, and at the dance was jilted by a girl he was going with, and he thought it was the end of the world. He had nobody to counsel with, nobody to talk to. I think if I'd been there, I could have helped. He went home to my grandmother's home at 19th and Drexel, got his .22 rifle out, went across into a vacant lot and killed himself. What was even more tragic is my grandmother thought he'd gone to spend the night with somebody. She didn't realize that he was lying in that cold field next door. She even called Louis Trost, a mutual friend in Oklahoma City, who is now a retired banker there, and asked Louis if he'd seen Wendell at the dance that night. And Louis said, yeah, I saw him. He was going out the door to go home. She had asked him if he'd noticed anything different, and he said no. Wendell was very introvertish and very good at hiding his feelings. He'd had to be all his life. Another tragic part of that was you couldn't get a phone call through in those days, so my grandfather and grandmother sent a telegram without telling us what the cause of death was. It was just Wendell died on the morning of October 23rd, 1943. That's all they said in the telegram. Now, to add to the feeling about that, which just devastated me, was the fact that when the telegram was delivered by Western Union, when the Western Union man came to the door, we thought it was a death telegram about my father. So all of us were up in arms. Then we found out it was about Wendell, and we couldn't get a telephone call through. I did not know he'd committed suicide until 2 years later when we returned to Oklahoma. My stepmother chose not to tell me when she found out.
What did they tell you was the reason for his death?
You may find this hard to believe, but I always thought it was accidental up till I got back to Oklahoma.
The gunshot?
No mention of gunshot.
Nothing
just
accidental how?
I mean, my stepmother never explained it to me, and I did not find out until my father returned from England.
And you're 12?
By that time, I'm 13.
Well, this is another shock to affect your life.
It was, and I could not understand Wendell killing himself. That just did not register with me because we had been so close all the years that we had lived together. We had shared our joys, we had shared our defeats, we'd shared everything. And it was very, very difficult for me. I had a very hard time. And my cousin, Wayne, who was his dearest friend, to the day Wayne died at 86, it still weighed on his mind. We had a talk maybe 3 months before Wayne died about how that had haunted him ever since.
In your long life, did you ever counsel with other people who had suicide in their family when they found out about your case?
I've had three people that I have. Now, I've never had counseling myself or gone to any sort of a psychiatrist or anything because my attitude is more optimistic than most people, and I've never really felt I needed that. But I have helped three other men and women whose three sons all committed suicide. One was a banker here in Tulsa. Tragic, really tragic, unbelievably hard to cope with.
Yeah.
The worst suicides are a single child. That's very, very difficult.
And then all around blame themselves. What could we have done?
I have a friend that I play basketball with who volunteers as a counselor at the Suicide Council Watch in San Diego. We have a bridge in San Diego that's about 200 feet high that's a target for almost anybody thinking about committing suicide. That friend, Bill Henderson, has probably saved 50 people from going off that bridge by working in the night session to counsel people that call in.